We've discussed on excellence. In the previous episodes, you would see where we talked about the meaning of excellence. Now, excellence means being the best we can by God's grace, being our possible best just by God's grace. We also went further to talk about the pathway of excellence. Excellence must be sought after. It's not a gift. You don't hand it over to anybody. You work for it. You seek after it. And today, we'll be concluding this season, the second season, and this, you know, excellent topic with today's episode. And today we'll be talking about the benefits of excellence. What do you stand to gain living an excellent life? What do you stand to gain putting in your best, your possible best in everything? But before we go into today's episode, hello, my name is Oluchi Ajogu and you're welcome to Enrich Podcast. Here we digest God's word together and grow together. It's all about being enriched in every way. If this is your first time, a very big welcome. I'm glad that you're listening today. And if you're returning, welcome back. Thank you. And I pray that God continues to enrich our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Now on to today's episode. If you were told that you wouldn't get anything from being an excellent person, I know you wouldn't want to venture into that. The same goes with me. If I'm told that, after all this, you know, trying to put in your best and everything, there's nothing you would gain, there will be no benefits, I wouldn't do that, honestly. But then today we'll be sharing the benefits of excellence. But before we go into that, you know, I just want to quickly share how we can apply excellence, the principles of excellence, more like the rules of excellence. Everything has its own principles, and so does excellence. One principle of excellence is to invest in quality. Yes, invest in quality. Give your best. You know, in this day and time where a lot of people are all about quantity over quality, please do something different. It pays to invest in quality. It will last. It brings out the best. Like, it just makes you stand out automatically. Where every other person is all about anything, please go for quality. Give your best into whatever it is you're doing, whatever it is you find yourself doing. Strive to be the best, to give your best. The satisfaction of quality far outweighs the bitterness of a cheap deal. Honestly, you know, when you give in your best, you make sure that this is okay, I'm giving my best, you'll be so satisfied. Other than when you give, let me just do this anyhow. And then when that thing spoils or doesn't yield any good fruit, you know how painful it can be. Please strive to give your best in anything, anywhere, anything at all. Invest in quality. And the second principle of excellence is to commit to improving yourself. Always look for ways to do something better. Yes, there's always a better way to do that best thing you did. Strive to improve. Improve on what you've done before. Don't just give this excellent thing today and then leave it like that. Tomorrow, it might not be so excellent. So always strive to improve on what you've done. Strive to do things better. Look for a way to do this better. Another principle of excellence that I'll be sharing is to release your faith through confessions. You possess what you confess. If you confess negatively, you only possess negative things. And that is exactly why we share weekly affirmations on this podcast. You can follow us on Instagram if you're not doing that, because that's where you get the affirmations. We share them on Instagram, on our Instagram page at Enrich Podcast. Share weekly affirmations, words of God, God's word over your life. It's only when you confess this that you can possess it. And if you don't confess that you're an excellent person, I don't know how you're going to be excellent. Now you possess what you confess. Now finally, the last principle I'll be sharing with you today on excellence is do everything for Jesus. My brother or my sister listening to this, please do everything for Jesus. Honestly, you know, when you start taking into consideration, I'm doing this for this person, I'm doing it for this person, when that person doesn't appreciate you, there's a 50 or even an 80% chance that you would reduce the quality of what you're doing. You'll be thinking, why am I giving so much when I'm not being appreciated? But when you are doing it for Jesus, you would strive to give your best. Whatever it is you're doing, wherever it is you find yourself, keep telling yourself, I'm doing this for Jesus. I often tell myself that too. Oluchi, you are doing this for Jesus. You're not doing this for anybody. You're not waiting for validation or applause from anybody. You are doing this for Jesus. And then when you have that mentality, it helps you, you know, produce excellent things, produce excellent results. So we'll be moving into the benefits of excellence. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 tells us the major benefits of excellence. Now I would read from Message Bible. It says, now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine, keep open house, be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Now let me read it from a different translation. The King James Version says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now this, I believe, is the major reason and the major benefit of excellence, that people may glorify God. That when they look at your life, they have no other option than to glorify God. When you choose to be an excellent person, when you choose to live an excellent life, it brings the manifestation of God's glory. If you doubt this, please go and ask Daniel. Go and ask Daniel in the Bible. Now in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 47, it says, the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is, that your God is a God of gods, and a Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. Now the king came to realize how great and how mighty Daniel's God was because of the spirit of excellence that was manifested in Daniel. Making up your mind to live the excellent way makes people see God's glory in your life. Now, this is a whole lot to ponder on. You know, it's only when you see good attributes in a person that you will be wondering, what kind of person is this? What does this person do? What kind of God does this person serve? Now, when you choose to do things differently, when you choose to live an excellent life, people see God's glory in you, which means that every other area of your life will be fixed. Your finance, your ministry, your academics, your career, everything, name it. Because it's only when people see how glorious your life is, they want to know, wow, that means the God this person is serving is really glorious. Now, living an excellent life, this I believe is the summary of the benefits of excellence. You know, excellence also brings recognition. It makes people recognize you. It's when you are outstanding that people would notice you. Yes, notice you in a positive way. Please, notice you in a positive way. But when you decide to do everything the average way, what will make people actually notice you? Nothing. Your excellence makes you outstanding, and it brings recognition, good recognition. It makes you put you up for advertisement. Yes, people want to know you, people want to relate with you, and people want to reward and also promote you. Excellence also produces trust. You know, people watch your life and they're like, wow, if you can do this, that means I can trust you. But if it's quite difficult to just trust an average person. But when you're a person of excellence, it produces trust. It brings you to a point where people just want to trust you. It brings favor. Honestly, excellence brings favor. And living a life of excellence is a consistent thing. That's why we need God's grace. I pray that God helps us to apply all that we've learned this season, helps us to live disciplined lives, help us to be disciplined people, to live in diligence, and to produce excellent results, to be people of excellence. In Jesus' name, amen. So that's it for this episode, and that's it for season 2 of Enrich Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. please share this podcast with someone. Don't just listen alone. Share it with someone, with a friend, with a family. And if you have not followed us on Instagram, please kindly do. Please do. Don't mind you, kindly do. Please do. Our Instagram handle is enrich_podcast. See you in the next episode. Stay tuned and stay blessed.